Hello, everyone. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm your host, and we're going to spend the next 55 minutes together exploring the realms of relationship relative to our individual natures. This is your first time listening to my show. Welcome, and thank you for taking the time to be here tonight. I suggest that you check out my website to get an idea of what's going on here if you don't know. The web address is starofthemagi.com, and that's on your VBS page. I'm using an ancient system of timekeeping and divination. This is my interpretation of this oracle. I know that many of you are familiar with my personal expression of the cards through my books and my card of the day emails. If this is new to you, you can check all of that out on my website and sign up for the free emails that I send out every day. When I do these readings for you, I'm not laying out cards like in fortune telling. I'm actually reading charts of time that are composed of the deck of 52 playing cards relative to our birthdays and where we are in time. So there's much to explore and discover, and tonight I'd really like to talk about relationships, because relationships are the mirrors of ourselves in one another that reveal to us who we are showing up to be moment by moment. And so I like this subject a lot. Obviously, I wrote a book about it. I feel like I've been spending my entire life thinking about relationships, and we have hidden conversations in our relationships. We've all experienced a certain way, you know, feeling a certain way with one person and completely different with another. With one person, we may show one side of our personality, and with another, we experience just the opposite. And often, you know, it's like, whoa, what's going on? You know, with one individual, we feel inspired and completely free to be who we really are. And with another, we may feel stifled to the point of not even being able to communicate. We're excited and attracted to somebody and repulsed by somebody else. What changes? Do we change with each person we're with? Or is it the dynamics created with another person that change with each individual encounter? That's what I see it as with the cards. What motivates our behaviors in the ways that we choose to communicate with each individual that we make contact with? And how closely do we pay attention to the subtleties of our interaction with one another? I ask myself this a lot in all my relationships. Sometimes I'm conscious, sometimes I'm not, you know. And we witness these dynamics in varying degrees, but how often throughout the day do we stop and think about what's actually taking place? Or more importantly, why these variations in our behaviors, interactions, and feelings are happening at all. Because each of us is governed by cards in this magical, mystical system. And each of those cards has an agenda, a life path, an expression of its own. And when we come together with someone else, something else is created. It's called a relationship. And I really want to talk about these dynamics, the dynamics that happen when two people come together. So we're going to be doing that tonight. And if you have a relationship that you want greater clarity about or with or in, or you know, want to understand your relationship with yourself better, this system is amazing for revealing that. You know, love has a chemistry. I want to read a quote by Carl Jung. The meeting of two personalities is like the contact of two chemical substances. If there is any reaction, both are transformed. And that's what I witness in the cards, which is why I wrote my book, Love and Destiny. When we come together with another person, a third entity is formed, and we call that entity a relationship, right? And that's why they're all different, because each one has governing influences. What most of us may not be aware of is that relationships are living, breathing personifications of energy. Each relationship has its own distinct personality. It embodies its own brand of challenges and opportunities. And it has a life path, and it has a destiny. It has time cycles and influences that are constantly moving and changing and governing it, just like we do. Just exactly like we do. This is a system that defines time. This oracle is the matrix of time. So our relationships have temperaments, and they have preferences, and they have intentions, and they have things they want to express. And when we understand this, then we are in we can be in a conscious relationship with our relationship, because we're in a relationship with another person, whether it's a child, a friend, you know, a lover, a coworker, a parent. When we're in relationship, we're in relationship with the person. We're also in relationship with the relationship that we have with that person. And I think that's the place where things can get tripped up if we're not aware. I know I experienced that in my personal life. And those influences are profound. I mean, really, each and every relationship has an agenda. So when attraction and or magnetism shows up between us and another person, and we step into an intimate relationship, or any kind of relationship, really, there are unseen dynamics that stir like a pot of soup. Everything is an ingredient. I'm an ingredient, you're an ingredient, and the relationship is full of ingredients of its own. These dynamics can be intense, they can be lovely, and they're always mysterious. So, you know, this is what I'm feeling. And it's interesting because today is an Ace of Diamonds day. And we're going to go into the club suit tomorrow with the king of the mental realm, the king of clubs. And, you know, right now we're with this Ace of Diamonds for a few minutes more today. And this is a card of vision. And I want to know, what are your visions? What are your visions for yourself? What are your visions for your relationship? And I just realized I don't have a pen. So I'm going to find one. I found one. I am going to be taking calls. I have a couple of people waiting. I know you're there. I hope you have some relationship questions, and if you don't, it's okay. But know that I want to talk about this tonight. And it's, I have a fondness for children and their happiness and full expression of self. So that's also something you can call about if you like, or if you have a relationship with a child that's challenging. Let's talk about it, because there's always a reason. And I've not found anything as wonderful as the cards for helping us understand ourselves and each other. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sharon Jeffers. This is a Mystic Oracle. Please check out my website. You can also email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net if you like. So I'm going to take a call. I'm keeping the readings really short. Pat on line two, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm still here.
You sound like me. Well, you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
The 15th or the 13th of March?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Are you familiar with this system that I use? Have you listened to the show before, or is this new for you?
No, it's new for me. I was on the phone with you for just a couple of seconds a couple of weeks ago, and your phone cut out, so.
Oh, right.
You had emailed
me. I remember that.
Invited me to listen to your show.
Yes. Right. Hi, Pat. Welcome back. I hope things are feeling a little better since you had your birthday. I remember I was looking at your cards when the phone cut out, and you were talking about, you know, how rough everything had been, and then the phone cut out, and you thought I'd hung up on you. I thought,
my first thought was, that's about right.
You know, life is very playful.
No, I wouldn't call it playful. For me, it seems to be more sadistic.
Uh-huh. Well, then you need to maybe change the way you're seeing things, because the way we perceive things has a lot to do with how we feel about what's going on. And you did get a whole new set of cards when you had your birthday on the 13th. And things are looking up, so you need to look up as well. And do you know, I want to tell everyone this. It's like, and I know life can play rough. I've had my share of rough, most certainly. And I think, you know, we all get some of that here. This is not a real user-friendly environment, it seems. And yet we can make it something magical and a place where we really learn. And sometimes it's challenging, isn't it?
Yeah. You have asked questions about relationships, and I was going to ask if you could look at, if I give you a person's birthday, if you could look at our relationship and tell me
what
you're doing.
Yes.
His birthday is 9/12/70.
So he's the Queen of Clubs. He's your spirit card. So it's really interesting because our spirit card lives within us. And our spirit card is the aspect of us that wants to be expressed in this life. And if we aren't owning that completely, what can happen is when these people show up for us, it's either a really magnificent, wonderful experience, or we see things that maybe aren't so pleasant. And oftentimes it's because we're resisting expressing who we really are inside. You are the Ten of Diamonds, and your spirit card is the Queen of Clubs. Your soul card is the Queen of Spades. These cards are all about self-mastery and self-awareness, intuition, and self-knowing. And those have to be the first priority for you to really experience happiness. Let me look at your two cards together. Oh, well, this explains a lot. So this is a Nine of Hearts relationship. So there's going to be constant challenges and disappointments. There's a lot of learning that happens for each of you about yourselves in this relationship. So it's a relationship that's close and yet challenging at the same time because of the disappointment that can arise. And a lot of times the disappointment comes. You are each individuals that have very high or can have very high expectations of other people. And it's really important to understand that because you want to be adored. He wants to be adored. You each really have a need for adoration and respect. And oftentimes,
it gets it either.
What?
Neither one of us gets any either.
Well, that's because you have to be more willing to give it.
I take that back. It's true on some levels that we do, and then on other levels, not at all.
Right. Well, the
secret. Lot of jealousy.
Excuse me?
We both engender in the people around us a lot of jealousy as individuals, and when we came together, it was like World War III, other people trying to destroy our relationship.
Well, but that's some reflection of what's going on inside. I mean, always what manifests on the outside is some reflection of what's going on inside. And the Nine of Hearts, which is your relationship card, it's not a personal influence. It's one where you're both meant to give beyond your personal realms to the greater, you know, whole of humanity. And so
I understand that. So did he from the moment we met.
Uh-huh. Do you have my book, Love and Destiny?
No.
Well, you might want to get it. I mean, I explain all the relationships in there. And you can look at that relationship inside out and backwards. And also your relationship with yourself. And this is something I want to suggest to everybody, because I know a lot of people that listen to the show do have my books. And, you know, you can also do your relationship with your own spirit card, soul card, and planetary ruling card and really get a sense of how you're in relationship with yourself. You can put them all together and look at that picture, too. It's really fun to play with, to look and see who you are. So, Pat, are you in this relationship right now?
No. It's very complicated.
Okay. Well, we're not going to go into that on the radio because
right.
We want to.
It's just the bottom line is we are we still have feelings for each other, but we're not in a out in the world relationship for the last 4 years.
Okay, it's very important for you to understand, first of all, your relationship with yourself and who you are in the cards, and then your relationship with this person, because this person is someone that you've known in other times, and these people
that
are spirit card always come back to us in this lifetime. I do want to say one thing to you before closing, because I promised everybody I would keep the reading short, and that is that the cards that came in for you on your birthday are very powerful to support you to have financial stability and support from other people. So it's really, really important that you shift your perception so that you really open up to see every single little thing, even if it's finding a penny on the ground, that you're being blessed, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. So this is, you know, life can play hardball with us. You know, I've been at the other side of that, and I think most of us have, and it's hard. It can be really, really hard. Sometimes life, we feel like we're all alone. Life's forgotten us. Somebody put us on hold and never came back to the phone, you know. And I really feel and believe from my personal experience that when those times happen, it's a time when we need to turn within. And if we don't know how to do that, then we need to find a way to really go deep inside of ourselves. Because sometimes when everything stops on the outside or it seems like it's going against us or not the right way, maybe it's time to just completely stop and totally let go. Just go to zero. Zero. Okay, I'm going to take another call. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, sorry.
Hi.
That's the first time. How are you? You're calling from Northern Arizona.
I am.
So where in Northern Arizona are you?
Sedona.
Oh, Sedona. I love Sedona. So you are the Aries Ten of Clubs. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yes, because you have... Oh, no, you're a Taurus.
Yes, I am.
Wow. You're a powerful puppy. Ten of Clubs, King of Spades. And you were born in 1944. So are you 65?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have a specific question?
Yes. I have a very dear friend who is a Four of Clubs.
Uh-huh.
And together our relationship is the Ace of Spades.
Uh-huh.
Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, this is a card of transformation and transmutation. It's a card of spiritual growth. It's a card that brings about a lot of death and rebirth. Mm-hmm. So it can constantly be asking us to let go. It's a really spiritual influence. And it asks us also to dig more deeply, to find what is it that I hide from myself. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And how does that show up in relationship? And what is this person in front of me reflecting back to me for me to see about myself? I mean, that's true in all relationships, but in this relationship, this is a path of transformation.
Okay.
The entire relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? You can relate.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now, the other thing is, he is Saturn to you spiritually. So he's a teacher to you. Is this a man?
No, it's a woman.
Okay, that's why I asked.
And I thought,
wait a minute, this isn't a man. Okay.
Yeah, so if I'd had a daughter, Sharon, this would have been she.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the Ace of Spades is the card of the magician. I mean, this is the magi. Mm-hmm. The Ace of Spades actually represents this oracle.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's an initiator of transformation. So I would think for both of you, there's a lot of that that goes on. Now, you're both somewhat fixed in your expression and your personality.
Yes, yes.
So there has to be some wiggle room for the other person. Otherwise, it's like Clash of the Titans on, you know, drugs or something. It's really, you know, we're talking about two extremely strong-willed person. And what sign is the Four of Clubs?
Gemini.
Gemini. So this person is a Four of Clubs, Two of Diamonds.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you have Mars and Saturn as well aspecting in your relationship in the cards. So, mm-hmm. You know, this is a little, you know, there's a battlefield. All you have to do is step onto it and, you know, go at it. The thing that you want to do is transform that into each of you have to be a student, and you need to find ways to channel that energy, that Mars energy, so that it's fun.
It
do
is
you
fun.
Work, do you work? Oh, good.
I mean, it's a very allowing relationship, and as you say, from both very stubborn people.
Yeah.
And yet there seems to be that element of allowing and growth. Spiritual growth.
Right. There has to be, yes. And communication is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my book, Love and Destiny,
yes.
For each relationship, I have the four keys to the kingdom for that relationship. And for the Ace of Spades relationship, the first one is gratitude. That you have to really live in gratitude in this relationship. Gratitude for everything you have and gratitude for this person, however they are in your life. Then you need to have shared intentions.
Yes.
You know, you need to be on the same value page.
Mm-hmm.
And trust. There's usually a lot of learning around trust that happens in this relationship. And then, you know, individuality and privacy are really important as well.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So time alone, and then, you know, the relationship needs to have its own strong boundaries from the rest of the world as well.
Yes.
Because people will want to tell you things, and that's not okay. Make sense?
Absolutely, without question, yeah. And we seem to be navigating this over the last 15 years with a lot of ease. I mean, it's as though there's an internal understanding of where boundaries are and for each of us.
Oh.
And a non-trampling on the others. I mean, it's almost intuitive is what it is.
See, this makes my heart sing because you're really operating on the high side of this connection because the Ace of Spades is a magician. So when you move into that energy, then it's magic, magic, magic everywhere. And you can really be alchemical with that.
I think that's my question because I sense that potential.
Yeah.
And its manifestation in small ways so far. But there is, for both of us, there's this internal quest to go higher or deeper with this
uh-huh.
in terms of spirituality.
Well, that's the only path that you can take that's going to make it enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
You're very welcome.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is fun. Oh, this is so much fun. Okay, this is why I wrote my book, Love and Destiny. Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. Is I define all the relationships in this book. And it's really... I'm fascinated with it, otherwise I couldn't have written the book. You know what I mean? Okay, Karen emailed me, and she wants to know about the dark side of the Queen of Diamonds and the Seven of Clubs. So the dark side of this relationship is ego battles beyond compare. We're talking about, you know, highly charged need to be in control. So that would be the dark side of that relationship, Karen. And that would lead to the dysfunctional aspect of it as well. There can be a lot of really fixed attitudes in this relationship. And... just a need to be in control. And when that isn't happening, then there are ego battles. Okay, I'm going to go to Trina now, who's on line two. Trina's calling from New York. Are you there, Trina?
Tina.
What is it?
Hello. Tina?
Hi. I was looking for... Are you in New York?
Yes.
Is your birthday July 20th?
Yes.
Okay, that's you.
Tina, yes.
Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Sharon. This is my first time listening to your show, and I'm enjoying it very much.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm definitely going to get your book. Sounds very interesting.
Uh-huh. So you are the Eight of Clubs. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, well, I'm happy to tell you this. Is your age presently 65?
Yes.
This is the night form. And do you have a specific question for me, or you want me to tell you a little bit about your fabulous Eight of Clubs card?
Well, I have a question. I've been in a relationship for 9 years with his birthday is October 13th, 1939, Libra.
Uh-huh.
And the last 3 years, it's been a long-distance relationship because he moved to another state. And I'm in New York, and I've been trying to sell my house for the past 3 years, and it's very hard. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope that it would sell, and then I could continue my relationship and have a move to another state.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a little bit about your connection together, because you're the Eight of Clubs, and he's the Nine of Clubs. This is a strong path. Isn't that cool? You sit side by side in the deck.
Really?
Yes. So this can be a lasting connection, and it's one that started probably many lifetimes ago.
Wow.
So, yes. And together, you're the Four of Spades. So this relationship is one that likes security and stability and foundation. It can also be a lot of work at times. You both have strong personalities, but in a very different way. You have a will like a Mack truck, and he's probably a little self-absorbed. So let me just see what your planetary ruling cards are. So you are you a Cancer?
Yes, Cancer.
Okay. Ace of Diamonds. So let's just look at the Two of Hearts and the Ace of Diamonds, which is the Three of Diamonds. So this relationship actually does best outside of the box. So the more unusual or eclectic or different than it is, the happier you are. If you try to get too fixed, it's an interesting combination between fixed and free. So the long distance could probably work for a while and keep things going.
Right.
Make sense?
Yes.
Because there needs to be some breathing room here in this relationship. Otherwise, each one of you will start to feel stifled. This relationship, you're very determined. He's determined in a different way. You are determination in a body. You're like the embodiment of this powerful force of energy, okay? And so the relationship that you're in actually brings out the determination in each one of you. And the thing that you need is to really make this happen and for both of you to be happy is to be completely open and receptive to one another. Mm-hmm. So you have to, like, be 100% open with him, to him, and receptive. Receptive is the key through your listening, through your feeling. And then he has to be the same way with you.
Right.
And it's also really important for you to be very interactive with other people and social, either with family or friends or groups of people. And intimacy is important, too. The time and the care, you know, of just being. You have to be careful of expectations. So this year in your cards are almost finished. And, I mean, with your birthday, well, no, you're not that far along. Let me just look at your, you have good real estate cards. Let me see when they show up. I'll look at this.
That's good.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So after the beginning of April, after the 7th of April, it could be that you will sell your house. Excuse me?
I said that would be marvelous.
Yes, you might experience a little uncertainty or indecision in the process, so just let yourself wait until you feel clear, okay?
Right.
Thank you for calling, Tina.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye. So I'm doing my best to really connect with each of you as I talk with you and connect with the audience at the same time, because I know I want to keep the reading short and do my best to relate what's going on for everybody so it can stay Interesting. You know, we have cycles of time. We have 52-day cycles each year, and we have seven of them in a year, birthday to birthday. And, you know, our Uranus cycle governs real estate. And so often you can see if it's a good time to sell a house or not by the cards that are in there or when that might be happening. So that's what I was looking at there. You know, I have online courses coming up. If you're interested in those, you can look on my website, starofthemagi.com. The first course, level one, is starting on Friday. And it's in a web room, an online classroom that is so cool because I can put all the charts up in there and draw on them while I'm talking to you, and I'm up in the little corner in the video camera, you know, and I think it's the very best way to learn the cards. And I'm teaching this in a way that people can use it for themselves or they can use it professionally. And so if you're interested, if that's something that speaks to you, check it out on my website. There's room for two more people in the classroom. And again, we're starting Friday. And then if you can't attend while it's happening live, which some people can't because of time zones, because I have people showing up from all around the world, then I'm going to have the link available through the whole weekend so that you can go back up there and look at it. Okay, so I'm going to take another call, and it's from Catherine in North Carolina. Are you there, Catherine? Catherine on line three.
I don't know what line I'm on, but I'm here.
Well, let me tell you, you're on line three. Have we talked before?
We have, yes.
Was it you that was moving here from somewhere else?
What a memory you have. That's wonderful. Yes, I moved from Golden, Colorado to Wake Forest.
Yeah, see, I don't think I have a memory at all, but I do have this intuitive thing that goes on. And when I saw, because I saw your name and I heard Catherine the Great, and didn't I say that to you when you called? That was months ago.
Yes, actually, you said, because I said Catherine with a C, and,
right.
And that struck you. Yeah.
Yep. Well, you're still there.
Yes.
Welcome to North Carolina.
Oh, thank you. It's a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. It's even more beautiful now that spring is here.
Well, yes. Yeah. It's been a long winter.
Oh, God. So, do you have a question for me? What's going on?
I do. I actually do. This isn't a relationship question. It's a personal relationship question.
Uh-huh.
I've been in this unusual wedge of time. I wouldn't call it exactly a time warp, but it almost feels surreal like that since October, where I've been going through this subtle yet progressive change, and I've been changing just about everything. And the interesting part of that is when I lived in Virginia Beach, I lived on, you know, I forget what those lines are called in astrology, astrocartography lines. I lived on my Pluto line. And so I was constantly in a state of transformation. And so it was so nice to be relieved of that when I moved to Colorado. So I thought, oh, my goodness. And actually, when I moved back here, I'm no longer on my Pluto line, of course, because those lines move. The astrocartography lines move. So I guess my question is, this is remarkable because all these changes have not dramatically affected me, nor have they created anything negative. It feels very positive, like I'm in this swift current going towards something. And what I guess my question is, where am I going here? I mean, it's just remarkable.
Well, where you're going is in the moment.
Yes.
Because you have the five of diamonds in your house, and you're sitting in the Neptune column in the Uranus line. So Don't try to hang on to anything. It'll just rip your skin off. It'll rip the skin off your hand. You know, it's like your values are changing, your life is changing, the way you perceive things, everything's changing, and it's all, you know, you're in the realm of the unknown, and that which is ever-shifting, unpredictable, it's breaking up old things to bring in the future. So this is a wave that you're riding until your birthday.
Okay, so I don't have much longer. It's not until August. You know?
Yes, but you want to really embrace this.
Yeah,
because
it's been great.
Yes, just it's like you get to surf this wave, okay? And so if you play with it, it's like the dolphins are there 1 minute and then the whales come, you know. And maybe the wave tumbles you and plays with you and then you're back up on the board and you're riding and you can't see where you're going, but you're going. And that's why I said it's in the moment that you must be, because, you know, there's a lot of shifting going on. And it's also, there's an energy that's really calling you into your intuition.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's nothing unstable about this. I feel very solid.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, it's very unusual to be going through so many things and feel so solid and, you know, just not fussed. There's just no problem.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Well, it's been my experience in the past when I've had to, you know, when I lose friendships or a mating relationship or I move or and all three of those things at one time, that it's been just very sad or just, you know, having a dramatic effect. And none of that has happened. I mean,
that Uranus influence is going to make you detached.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Uranus, it can cause us to be very detached and sometimes unpredictable. But, you know, it's like it's just a very Aquarian type energy. You observe, you witness what's going on, and you don't take it so personally.
No, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Since now I know it's going to be till August, I can kind of relax and keep going with it.
There you go.
So do you have any idea, I'm sure you do know this, but do you know what the next thing that I would be preparing myself for my next birthday?
For your next birthday?
Right, you know, starting in August.
I think a more profound expression of who you really are.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So I must be setting the
You have some really interesting cards coming with your next birthday, and it's a Jupiter year. So that you may want to give yourself a birthday reading with me when the time comes, because,
okay.
It's going to be a time of tremendous expansion, and your destiny is definitely dancing with you in a very profound way.
Well, it feels delicious. That's all I can tell you. It's just it's like waking up all of a sudden and, you know, like the rest of my life to this point was like the group, and this is now the reality.
Great.
That's how it goes. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you for calling, Catherine the Great.
Oh, thank you. And I'll be sure to get with you for that birthday reading.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, this is a, you know, earlier when Pat called, Pat, you know, she's sitting in a position that's a little more challenging. And so she's feeling the challenge of that. And here's Catherine, who's in this Uranus cycle, and the same kind of things could be happening, and yet she's feeling removed from it because Uranus is there with her. It's very interesting to see how all these influences work together. I'm going to take a moment here to talk about me. If you've just tuned into my show, I want to invite you to check out all the things that I offer on my website. I send out the card of the day every day. This is free, and I talk about the intention of the day and what it may be good for you, what to watch out for sometimes, all sorts of things going on every day. I also have an iPhone iPod Touch app called Cards of Destiny. There's a link on my website for that. And it's $2.99. And it has all the birthday descriptions. It has a date wheel. You find your date and you find your card. And then I rewrote the descriptions of the birth for the app. They've been updated a bit. And I also wrote about the spirit cards so you can connect with your cards. You can also email birthday cards to people from there. So just to their regular email, whether they have an iPhone or not. And there's a birthday book that keeps track of all your birthdays and alerts you when it's somebody's birthday. So it's kind of cool. I'm really happy with it, and it just got its first update. So it's we made it a little smaller. I mean, it's all the same amount of everything, but my magical son did a little shift in there so that it would download quicker to your phone when you buy it. So check that out. You can also find my books on there, and they're on Amazon and everywhere all around. What else do I want to tell you? I already told you about the online courses coming up. If you want information about that, you can always send me an email. Okay, I'm going to take one more call, and that's from Gail in Tennessee. Are you there, Gail?
I'm here, Sharon.
How are you?
This evening. Loving your show. First time listener.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for listening. Are you familiar with the cards?
I'm not, no.
Oh.
I always have liked numerology, though.
Oh, fabulous. So then, I get to tell you, unless you looked on my website, your birthday is September 20th.
Uh-huh.
You're the Four of Clubs.
I'm a Virgo, yes.
You're a Virgo, Four of Clubs, Two of Diamonds.
Okay.
So do you have something to write with? You have a puppy barking.
I do.
So
that's
do you
a
have
little peacock poodle. Mighty Minnie.
Mighty Minnie. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do, hon.
Okay, so write this down. Your birth card is the Four of Clubs.
Okay.
Your spirit card is the Five of Clubs.
Okay.
Your soul card is the Six of Hearts. And your planetary ruling card is the Two of Diamonds. So you can go look those up later on my website.
Okay.
And you can read about what that means. Now, do you have a quick question for me?
I do. I'm getting ready to make a geological change from Tennessee to Indiana for business, to open up my business up there, reopen. And
uh-huh.
I'm just wondering how that's all going to work out for me and with a husband who is an alcoholic.
Uh-huh. And you taking the husband with you?
I am.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, wow, that's a big loaded question there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, this is a year of change, age 54. I'm going to do this really quick because I'm almost finished on the air here. But this is a year of a lot of change and letting go of the past, opening up to a new future. You have tremendous support here. I'm not sure about the husband. I'd have to do a more in-depth reading for you, but it could be that he's tempted to be a little bit of a bad boy or not showing up the way he's saying he is. There's a little bit of that showing up here. Four of Clubs. You're sitting in Jupiter and Mercury, so you've got good business cards. If you feel some indecision or uncertainty, you want to tap into your creativity a little deeper, let that speak to you, okay?
Okay.
You've got to be careful about sacrifice.
Careful
There's
about
a difference.
Sacrifice?
That's right. There's a difference between giving and sacrificing yourself, and you want to make sure that you keep very clear boundaries emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I know exactly what you're saying there, yes.
Okay.
I already started to work on that for this year. Things that I've accepted in the past 12 years, I won't accept this year anymore.
Yes, and that's been since your birthday on September, so it's like this: the further you get in the year, the stronger this gets for you. So
that won't bode well for the other person in my life, will it?
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely.
No, it's time for them to make some decisions in their life, and I can't make them for them. You're either, as Obama said, you're either with us, or no, Bush said, you're either with us or you're against us.
Well, it's really, I mean, when's his birthday?
His birthday is November 14th, 1965.
Oh, he's the Six of Clubs. Well, you have a past life. This person's been your, you know, love for many, many lifetimes. So, it's interesting. This is, you know, I mean, there's too much to say right now. I can't go through all of this, but
I know.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You already know that. I have 1.5 minutes before I have to get off the line. I want to thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling, okay?
All right. I will tune in and listen more often. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, everybody, I want to thank you for listening. If you're on Facebook, come join my fan page, Cards of Destiny, on Facebook. You can also sign up for my card of the day if you don't get it, and you'll be on my email list. Feel free to contact me for private sessions. The number is 323-850-0812, or you can email me at starofthemagi.com. If you have topics that you'd like me to discuss on the radio, I'm totally open to your suggestions. I love hearing from you, and I want to thank you all for listening. Explore and discover what this system has to offer you, because it's as full of surprises, insights, and wonderful information. So have a fantastic week, and thank you, Seth, in the studio. I love you. You're fabulous, and thank you, everybody, again, for listening. Okay, see you next week. Bye.